And so that's what I've tried to do with JC. I've tried to do that with every child. And that's a good point, Hawk, listening to these kids, listening to this. And I'm glad they love you. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. I'd change my hairdo if I were you because it's like really scary. But
the parents find it kind of like scary.
Yeah. But that's why I call you Hawk, because you have a mohawk. And so we call you Hawk. Okay, so when you're talking to adults, say what? Yes, sir. When you're talking to adults, you know, like when you introduce yourself, I mean, be friendly with people. Show the teeth type of thing. Have a good appearance. Remember this, you don't have a second chance to make a good first impression. You don't have to, you know, hey, look me over, you know. I mean, look as best you can. For me, it might take some plastic surgery or something. But, you know, but you can look good, smell good. I mean, don't look like, don't have somebody go. I was in a narthex one time at an assembly. And I went up to a kid. I hated this kid. I said, I didn't hate him before this. I hated him after this. He goes, I'm telling you, he did this to me. He did it. And I go, hey, how you doing? He goes, ew, your breath! That loud. And I'm going, oh, shut up. You know, as like SpongeBob, you know, SpongeBob had that green stuff come out of his mouth. You know, oh, ew, your breath, it stinks. Oh, man. So, have a good appearance. A, be neat and conservative in your dress. You know, remember, you don't have a second chance to make a good first impression. We did an open-air seminar one time at Moody Bible Institute, and this guy, he was a handsome guy, I'm telling you, ringlet hair, you know, ladies. I mean, and it was just, I mean, he was just, I mean, handsome. I mean, chiseled. He was a graduate student at Moody. And he was, you know, so he's getting his master's, and he ran a bunch of tanning salons. So this guy was tanned, chiseled, handsome, but yet he had a goatee. And he would, you know, how you doing? How's it going? You know, he was en suave and debonair, you know, all this kind of stuff. Similar to me, but not quite. And no, I'm only kidding. And really handsome guy. So in those days, we said, when you go in the open air, you got to wear a tie, you got to wear a jacket or a suit. You know, you got to look good, especially when you're going into a business area to do open air at noon hours, right? And so we said, this is what you have to do. This is before we went business casual, so he comes up to me, and I was talking about, you know, have a nice appearance, have clean combed hair, clean hands, clean nails, and this kind of thing. I said, and really, don't let anything detract you. Don't let anything in your life detract you from your appointed rounds. I mean, I want to have the most appeal possible to the greatest number of people. I want to do this. And so he comes up to me afterwards and he said, Chris, what do you think? I said, bro. When you give me, you're a handsome guy. I said, but when you go like this to me, you look honking scary. He goes, really? I go, mm-hmm. He goes, okay. Next day he comes back, it's trimmed, all gone. And so when he looked like this, it didn't look scary anymore. But he looked scary. We had some students from Westlake Bible Fellowship. You ever hear of it? You ever hear of Westlake Bible Fellowship? They took a whole youth group, came to us at New York City. And these guys, some had white hair with shocks of blue in it. You know who I'm talking about, right? And he was funny, by the way. This guy, really funny. And he had a bobby pin, I always mess this up, a safety pin through the ear. And then studs all the way around, right? These guys they wanted to be plumbers. Because they had plumber pants on. They're walking with this change. No belts, no nothing, no anything like that. And I took two of our guys who are helping me train and who are on our board of the Ezekiel Project, and they're really great guys. These guys are, they know culture, they know sociology, they're masters, and one's a lawyer and all this. And so they helped me train people in open air evangelism in New York only. And so you know them, Danny and Kenny. So these guys are all sitting on this bench and around this bench playing guitars. And I don't know if they all want to be what's the name of the boss? They call him the boss?
Bruce
Springsteen. I think they all want to be Bruce Springsteen or something like that. And they're going. And so I get Danny and Kenny. And I say, Danny, Kenny, come here. And they're really good. I mean, they're very good. And I said, see those guys sitting there? And they're going, dum, 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 you know, and all this. I said, tell me what you see. And they says, I see. And they'd start naming all this stuff. I see yuppie and nuo. And they're getting all these terms I have never heard before. And I'm going, oh, that, yeah, okay, what else do you see? And they go, and then Danny pipes in. And he's going, I see this, and I see that this is. And I go, that's cool. I said, what else do you see? And they keep going, you know, they're really good at this. And I see this, and they're looking at the clothing, and they're, you know, and I say, what else do you see? And finally they look at me and they said, we don't know, Chris. What do you see? I see that they're here. That's what I see. I see that they're here. And they're not out doing some drugs, or they're not out drinking, they're not out, I see that they're here. Praise God for that. And so I went to them, and in this seminar, we had a lot of students. We had 32 students. I said, look, it's as big as this, with students for taking open-air evangelism. I said, look, it's not about you. It's not about your freedom as a Christian to dress any way you want to dress, to look any way you want to look. It's about them. If they can't get past your looks, you don't have an open door with them. You want to make sure that you're you can help the basic structure, but you don't want to look, you know, do the best you can. I mean, do the best you can, but if they can't get past you, you're not telling them the gospel. So I told one guy, I said, dye your hair back. Get rid of the blue. You look like a Smurf. You know? Get rid of it. Because it's not about you. And this guy is a great communicator. And we would nickname everybody. We nicknamed Hawk, right? We got the Hawk Man. I said, okay. And we're talking about this one guy with the blue. He had the white hair. He's an albino. He had blue shocks, shocks of blue in his hair. I said, okay, what's your nickname? We all agreed that it would be Lucky. I don't know why we said Lucky. I said, what's your nickname? He goes, okay, it's Lucky. We all voted, and you can veto the nickname and all this kind of stuff if you wanted to. And so it's Lucky. So he comes back the next day. He goes, I don't like it. I don't like Lucky. I said, well, then what's your nickname? He goes, I want to be called Homeboy Mother Shaputa. And you know what? I don't know how many years ago that was. That'd be 15 to 17 years ago. And to this day, he's called Homeboy Mother Shaputa. You know? And we just thought that was the funniest thing going. I said, dye the hair. So the next day he came back. I said, comb it too. He looked like he put his hand in the socket. You know? I said, comb it. These guys, you're going to be talking to millionaires. You're going to be talking to guys who are worth $500,000 a year. They're going to have these jobs. They're not going to listen to you 1 second. Get a rope. Pull your pants up. Stop looking like somebody wants to come and go boom on you. You know? And do this. Do this. Please. It's not about you. It's about them. And if they can't get past you, they're not going to hear the gospel. So that's, please do this. So Homeboy Mother Shaputa had a rope. Homeboy Mother Shaputa peroxide his hair. It went white again. I mean, it didn't do any damage because it was white to begin with. Homeboy Mother Shaputa went like this. And he actually looked handsome. I mean, he looked good. And you should hear him preach on a subway platform. the three rope trick. And everybody on the platform was like this. Because he made sense. He had the gift. He was bonding. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. So have this, you know, have this appearance. You know, don't, you know, comb your hair, clean your hands, clean your nails. Look very conservative, you know, as much as you can. People say, well, I talk to the bikers. I want to look like a biker. No, you don't need to look like a biker. You don't need to get tattoos. If you talk to a lot of guys in the Bowery, and you don't need to do that. I don't need to have urine-soaked pants to talk to a guy who has urine-soaked pants. I don't need to do this. In fact, they don't want you to do this. They want to come out of that. Okie doke. So you can talk to anybody. You say, well, I'm just really, I'm like a nerd. I'm just really a nerd. So what? Give them the gospel. Tell them and be bold and come up to them. And it's about them, not about you. It's not about you. Okie doke. So, and also, don't let your mannerisms detract. I did that intentionally. I really did. People are going, okay, don't let your mannerisms detract from Christ and his message. Don't let it do it. I knew a guy one time, he was preaching. I never forgot this in my life. I don't know what he said. The only words I remember are what he said. I have no idea what he was preaching on except these three words. Actually, four words. Peter, James, and John. That's all I remember he said. Because he went like this, and Peter, James, and John. Flinging it right at me. I'm sitting right there. He's going, and Peter, James, and John. That's all I remember. And I'm going, pew, here goes the wax, you know. That's all I can remember about the guy. So don't let your mannerisms detract from Christ and his message. Use gestures sparingly and effectively to help illustrate the point being made. Have godly speech. Speak the truth in love. By the way, another thing too I want to say, you know, have somebody dress you up. I mean, have somebody look you over that's honest. If you got eye boogie in your eye, clear it out. I'm serious, you know. Did you ever look at somebody in there? Or how about that thing in your nose? Did you ever see something? You've seen this. You've seen this. They're breathing. You're going like this, and it goes up, or down, up, down, up, and you're going. I know you're going to get sick, but this is life, Alma. And they're going like this, and she does this to me all the time. She goes. Yesterday, I'm talking to Alma, and I'm scratching my nose, and all of a sudden, Alma's going. So, have you ever seen somebody with that little flicking thing up and down? Their breathing goes down, and they go, and the people are going, and it's, you know, or if you got like a zit or something, listen, don't look at those people. I mean, it's just really important for that. Just have it, or you smile. This happens to me all the time. I'm smiling like, yeah. Get this big piece of lettuce I can't feel, you know. How's it going there, friend? Okay, I'd like to share with you, Mr. Doctor. I'm intelligent. Okay. Have godly actions. Do all in the name of the Lord. Okay, now, start. Oh, it's a good stopping point. Oh, yeah. What do I think? No, I'm not going to ask what they think. Okay, let me just finish this section, and then we'll talk about approaching children. No.
That's fine. If somebody needs to use the restroom.
Anybody got to go to the restroom?
You're stuck.
You feel like you're stuck? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Okay. Let's close in prayer. Father, I just ask you that you would help us as we endeavor to be effective for you, and ask you to help us, Lord God. Help us, please, to be the men and women of God you'd want us to be, and help us to be effective in communicating the truth to them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we got a break going, right?